You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 40, the final episode of Storm Chat Season 2, as well as the final episode of the show in 2025. Yes, the final episode. We have made it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. And today we are going to be talking about having no regrets. What I mean by that? Stick around and find out. Now, before we begin, we have a lot, and I mean a lot, to cover because this is the final episode. I did promise you guys some big news, some big announcements. I want to talk about what's next for G-Storm Entertainment while I take this hiatus of the podcast once again, and as we transition onto season 3, which will be in 2026. More on that later. And what I have in store for you in this episode, what I want to announce this episode and in the coming months and weeks and so on. But I do want to start off by just thanking you guys for tuning in every week at 12 p.m. Eastern time, whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the G-Storm Network YouTube channel, and listening into these episodes where we talk about indie manga, indie gaming, as well as being an indie creator, the challenges that indie creators face, and, you know, maybe some things that indie creators go through mentally, which is one of the things that we're going to talk about today when I say no regrets. And I just want to say just thanks. Like, you guys have been awesome. You know, I've seen your DMs, I've seen your comments, and I know we still have a very small community with G-Storm Entertainment, but the community is slowly growing. More and more people are discovering my work. They're discovering G-Storm. And I just want to say thank you. Welcome aboard. And we have so much planned for the future. 2026 is going to be a good year for G-Storm Entertainment, as I've said in the past. Now, though I am taking a hiatus with G-Storm's podcast, which is Storm Chat, you can check out all 40 episodes of the Storm Chat podcast that will be available to you. I'll still be promoting and talking about it as the days and weeks and months go on. And we are just going to be balling out. Just there's so much I have planned. Of course, I know I've talked about doing like the YouTube channel and everything. So we'll dive into all that with the G-Storm news, which is what I'm going to get into now. So I did just kind of want to kick off this intro by letting you guys know, again, thank you so much. You guys have been awesome. And we are going to be back in 2026 with a season 3. So with that being said, let us jump into the big announcement that I have for you guys. Okay. So I've teased the surprise for the past 2 episodes now, and I wanted to make the announcement on this season 2 finale. As I've stated before, I have a children's series, which is titled Diego Lionheart. It's about a young lion that goes on adventures and he travels the world in search of treasure and he meets people with different cultures. The idea of Diego Lionheart is to not just have this treasure hunting story, but to also teach children to learn and understand people who come from different backgrounds. And that is one of the main goals I want for Diego and Lionheart. I think we can use that in this world, especially in the harsh times that we are all living in this world. So to kick off the Diego Lionheart IP under G-Storm Entertainment, I am proud to announce that I am making a mobile game. Yes, an official mobile game. And the game is going to be titled Diego Lionheart Mango Madness. It's a 2D endless runner, kind of like Temple Run, Subway Surfers, where you collect mangoes, as many mangoes as possible, and try to get to high score, beat your high score. And because the thing about my character, Diego, he loves mangoes, and the plane that he flies is powered by mangoes. So the idea of the game, or the story behind the game, is that you have to help him collect as many mangoes as possible so he can fly his plane and go on his adventures. So the game will be free to download. It'll be available on Apple and Android devices. So now I don't have an official release date yet. So you should go ahead and check out the Instagram, the TikTok, as well as my website, gstormgo.com, and sign up for my email list to get updates on when the game will be released. I am aiming for a late November release because a game like this is not going to take too long. Like, I've been spending the last couple months trying to get the assets together. I've been working with some amazing artists to help get these assets together. All I gotta do is just program it and I'll be good to go. So we'll go ahead and put that on the App Store and it'll be available to you. So you definitely don't want to miss this. You want to sign up for my email list. You want to go onto my website. Signing up for my email list is free. Free of charge. You don't have to pay anything to sign up. Not many things that I have available you have to pay for anyway outside of my merch and books on my website. But if you guys are interested, or if you have maybe a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, a little cousin, whoever that loves games or mobile games, definitely when Mango Madness comes out, go ahead and download it. Any support helps. And this is my treat to you guys. Now, in addition to this mobile game, I have another announcement. I am also making an action RPG, and it's going to be available on Steam as well as console in the future. Now, I can't say exactly what it is just yet because there's still a lot of things that I don't want to reveal right now, but just know that something is cooking in the background. And I am so excited. I'm going to be talking about it on my G-Stone Network YouTube channel. And another thing about the G-Stone Network YouTube channel, while Storm Chat is not going to be uploaded on the G-Stone Network YouTube channel because of the hiatus, you know, it'll be back with season 3. I will be uploading those YouTube videos that I've talked about. I got some cool YouTube videos planned. And I'm finally going to be putting them on the channel. And I just need to have the time to do them. And I finally found the time to really like get them recorded and edited. So once I get them to how I want them to be, then I'll go ahead and put those videos out. They'll be on the channel starting from, you know, this month forward. We'll get those YouTube videos out for you. And another thing I wanted to talk about in regards to the news, we do have, of course, obviously, Eternity's End Volume 2. I unfortunately had to postpone that back to 2026. Now, when can you expect Eternity's End Volume 2? And I don't want to give you an official month, but if I could have it my way, I would like to see Eternity's End Volume 2 be released between March and May of 2026. I think that gives my artists enough time to get the pages done, enough time to get everything edited and put together and marketing and all the other amazing things. Like I said, you definitely want to follow the pages. You want to follow the social media pages, my Instagram, which is gstorm.entertainment, gstorm period entertainment. You want to follow my TikTok, which is gstorm entertainment, which is all one word. My Facebook is gstorm entertainment. My X/Twitter is gstormgo. And of course, my main website is www.gstormgo.com. So you are going to want to check out all of those if you are interested in what we got cooking. And then when we return next year with season 3, I'll do a rundown of everything that has happened since then. Guys, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to get this stuff out to you. Like, when I say 2026 is going to be a good year for G-Storm, I just know it. I feel it in my spirit that 2026 is going to be a good year. And I hope you guys are along with me for the ride. And I appreciate those who have been patient. I know I haven't been doing a really good job of trying to get stuff out to you because there's just been so many, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, and it's probably for the best. Like I said, as I've said before, I'd rather take my time on a product than just rush something out just to say, hey, I did this. So, but with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is the news that I have for you. I know it's a lot, and we are almost approaching 10 minutes into the episode. Wow. But we are going to dive into today's segment, which is the final segment of this season, having no regrets. I have no regrets walking the path I'm walking. I'm great. I'm cool. I know what needs to be done to get the results that I want. Can you say that about yourself? Is there anything you regret doing as an indie creator so far in your journey? For me, no, because I was gifted the opportunity to learn from the things I've done so far. You always want to have the opportunity to learn, no matter what it is, whether it's manga, whether it's indie games, whether it's movies, whether it's life. You always want to learn. You always want to have the gift of learning. It is so important to rise and fall and rise again. It's so important to have that journey, because you have, for one, you have no idea where that can take you. You have no idea where just trying will take you. You could be a brand new indie creator listening to this podcast right now. Episode 40 could be the first Storm Chat episode that you're listening to. And you probably have no idea what you want to do for your game or for your manga or whatever. And my advice to you is to just do it. Just do it. Talk to people. If you feel like you can't talk to people, then just, you got to have the courage. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the effort. You have to get your product out there and just see where you are. You're never going to know. And I've said this before. You're never going to know where you'll land if you don't try. And just learning is how you become better in life. Like, now I'm not saying it's wrong to have regrets. You could start your indie journey. You could do something like reckless, like, you know, rush out a chapter every week or every month, or spend a bunch of money on art and not do anything with it. If you're not an artist or a game developer, you know, you could just spend a bunch of money on things, on resources that you think you need in the current moment, but end up realizing that you don't need it right now. You know, and you can have those regrets, and that's fine. That's normal to say, hey, I did this and I regret doing it. But did you learn? Did you learn from it? I hope so. And that's the important part, is that you learn from your experience. You learn from your mistakes so that you don't make them again. Hey, for all you know, you might make the same mistake twice. Now, is that a bad thing? No, it's just a reminder that you have to do what's necessary to get the results that you want. It's a reminder that whatever it is that you're trying to do ain't working. So you have to readjust. You have to make adjustments and analyze the situation, analyze where you are. And then you might have to start from square one. It's okay to start from square one. You could have an amazing idea, a story or a game, and it doesn't turn out how you envision. 9 times out of 10, it's probably not going to turn out how you envision. But guess what? If you did something, you did the work. And if you failed, that's fine. If you fail, then, you know, you learn from it. You don't just quit. You don't say, hey, I'm not cut out for this. You get back up, you get back in the drawing board, and you do it again. Now, so many indies are afraid to just mess up. They're afraid to fall, and they question their potential. And we talked about in the previous episode, unlocking your true potential. These fears hold creators back. And I was one of those creators. As I've said before, I was somebody who would hold myself back a lot because I wasn't sure what was going to become of my product. I wasn't sure that I was going to fail. I wasn't sure that I was going to succeed. You know, I wasn't really sure what was going to happen when I released the very first chapter of Eternity's End, for example. Like, I was like, okay, I'm a new writer. You know, I had the story written out for a long time. This is my first time releasing a manga chapter. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I thought I was going to get maybe 3 readers and maybe 1 nice comment and that'd be it. But no, when I released the very first chapter of Eternity's End, I got over 1,000 readers the first day. It wasn't even 24 hours. 24 hours, I had 1,000 readers the very first day from all over the world. And now here I am, thousands, tens of thousands of people nobody Eternizen is. There's at least three people in every country in the world that knows what Eternizen is. No joke. And I know this because I have Eternizen chapter one on globalcomics.com. I'm pretty sure I've seen every country. But I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that I was going to have as many people reading Eternizen chapter one and connecting with it and asking me all different types of questions on TikTok and Instagram and things like that. I wasn't expecting that. Now, would I have known that I was going to go that far if I didn't upload chapter one on globalcomics.com years ago? No, I wouldn't have any idea. If I held myself back, if I said, you know what, I'm not going to put my chapter out there, I think people are going to hate it, then I would have no idea that Eternizen would be as what it is now. It would be as something special to some people as it is now. Like, now I've met so many people who are doing the same things as me, who I've learned from, who've taught me things about storytelling and art that I didn't know before. I'm working with an amazing artist who's helping me put my projects together. And like, I've done all this. All this came from just putting myself out there. And that's what you should do. It sounds scary. It is scary. But what matters is your priority is to get experience. You got to take that first step. The Eternizen theme song is all about taking a first step into a big world. So you definitely want to take that big jump. And just because, again, you never know where you're going to be. Experience is key. And before you know it, maybe 2-5 years from now, you're going to look back and say, wow, I came a long way. I came a very long way from, you know, just putting my first chapter out there, or putting my first game out there. And you're going to have that thought, like, where would I be if I didn't take that first step? Don't have any regrets, because the one thing you don't want to do in this life is to look back on your life and say, I wish I did this, or I wish I did that. Just go ahead and do it, because you never know where it's going to take you. And that, my friends, concludes season two of Storm Chat. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a like and subscribe to the podcast. Share the episodes. Remember, visit my website, www.gstormgold.com, and subscribe to my email list. It's free. You're going to get all the new information that's coming out for G-Storm Entertainment, as well as follow me on social media. My Instagram is gstorm.entertainment. You can go on my Facebook, which is just G-Storm Entertainment. And TikTok is also G-Storm Entertainment, all one word. And on X/Twitter, whatever you want to call it, it's G-Storm Go. So go ahead and check out my socials. I'm going to be updating things on those platforms. Of course, my YouTube channel is G-Storm Network. You'll be seeing YouTube videos where I talk about the indie game space, the indie manga space. I'll be showing off that big project that I mentioned earlier, the action RPG. So keep a lookout. Like I said, you got to follow the pages to stay up to date. And of course, I have Diego Manga Madness, my very first mobile game that's coming to Apple and Android devices. That's going to be later in 2025. So be on the lookout for that. Follow social medias to get updates on the release. And it's going to be incredible. We have so much in store, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you guys. And I hope you guys are learning from me, and, you know, and just share your thoughts. Like, I'll be around. My DMs are always open on social media. So if you want to just talk about the podcast, or if you have any questions, like, you can always reach out to me. I'm going to get back to you as soon as I can. And again, thank you guys so much. We have hit 40 episodes of Storm Chat, and it's been a great two seasons. Again, we'll be back season three in 2026. I'm thinking about coming back perhaps in the spring. We're looking in the spring on the spring season three. And that way we can kind of just have the whole spring and summer to chat about some new things and some things that I've learned in these coming months. So you guys have a great rest of your day, rest of your holiday, rest of your year. You'll still see me on social media, so come and say hi. But yeah, I'm Greg Stewart, the founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment LLC. This is the Storm Chat Podcast. Take care, be blessed, have no regrets, and have yourselves a great day. See you in season 3.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.